It's great to be back with you for another edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm your host, Greg Tucker. Well, it's no secret, and as a topic we've covered several times here on Clear Path, is the fact that retirement, as we've thought about it, as our grandparents experienced it, our parents even, has changed drastically in recent years. And of course, baby boomers are changing the landscape of retirement even more so. They've been mixing things up and shaking things up all along, and they're going to continue to do so. The real implication is that retirement is more and more a phased in retirement versus a drop-off point where you reach 65 and start playing lots of golf and tennis or shopping for metal detectors. Increasingly, people want to continue to work and make meaningful contributions. Catherine Collinson, who, of course, leads the Transamerica Institute and Center for Retirement Studies, is here to talk about some of this and perhaps even offer some handy tips about what to do if you really want to look at a phased in retirement. Catherine, give us the headline. What's going on out there? And then we'll get into the particulars.
The big headline is baby boomers have rewritten the rules their entire lives, and they're doing it again with retirement. And as you said, many want a phased transition to retirement that involves switching from full-time to part-time, maybe taking on responsibilities that are more satisfying and less stressful, or even pursuing an encore career. The kicker is employment practices haven't yet caught up with baby boomers' vision of retirement. Few employers have formal programs in place that can accommodate their vision of a phased retirement.
So if it sounds easier than it perhaps is. So consequently, until those employers get up to speed, and there are things you can begin doing, talking to HR professionals and that sort of thing, let's get into some practical things that people should be thinking about and perhaps even doing.
Well, one thing that we all need to be doing is keeping our job skills up to date. The world is changing so quickly, it's an incumbent on all of us to keep our skills up to date and in step. Another thing that we all need to do, and this may be the hardest of all, Craig, is to be crystal clear on what it is that we actually want. And that's a really tough question for a lot of people to answer. So you can't approach your employer with your vision of phased retirement if you cannot be specific about what it is that you want and how you envision it. If you want to switch from 40 hours to 30 hours or 20 hours, those are questions that you need to have answered in your own mind. Or if you want to take on a role that is less stressful or demanding, which also may involve lower compensation. You just have to be super strategic before you have those conversations.
Right. Well, a key factor in this, of course, is having some sense of where you are in relation to what you will need eventually in retirement. And that means taking a reality check or doing a reality check periodically, at various phases, whether you're 40, 50, or 60. And of course, there have never been more tools and resources to do that and to get some assessment.
And as you're looking at for alternatives, there's some great websites that I'll point you to. AARP has wonderful resources. There's also a couple of websites, retirementjobs.com and encore.org, that have employment opportunities for baby boomers who are looking to work in retirement.
That's all we have time for, folks. Thanks for joining us on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute here on WYPR, your NPR news station.